5-time Starscream and Skyfire came home to write really weird papers. Written by Loris _ Nobilis and read by K-Burb. This is a Transformers fic that crosses over into the Discworld, Star Wars, Avatar, Star Trek, and Doctor Who universes. It is rated general audiences and no archive warnings apply. Featured characters are Starscream, Skyfire, Sokka, the Doctor, and the Master. Summary. There are some really, really strange worlds out there. One. Magic? Starscream was pacing around in a way that, considering their human-sized surroundings, was nothing short of dangerous. They're living in one of the most improbable planets out there, and the best explanation they can come up with is magic. I'm not exactly fond of the term either, Skyfire agrees, without lifting his gaze from his instrument. But just because they call it magic doesn't mean it can't be explained. They might be onto something about Octarine. Look at these readings. The energy patterns are extremely unusual. Ever the optimist, I suppose now you're going to ask for a thermometer too. Well, it wouldn't hurt to try. I can't believe you, muttered Starscream, crossing his arms in defiance. We should have stayed on the moon to study dragons. That's not what you said when they took an interest in your thrusters. Oh, shut up. Two. The planet they were going to investigate in the first place turned out to be an uninhabitable gas giant, but the trip certainly hadn't been in vain. One of its moons was covered in forest and full of a great variety of organic creatures. There were even a few sentient species living there, but they were all too timid or too violent. None of them seemed willing to have a nice talk about science in any case. So they were exploring the forest on their own now. Skyfire had to admit that he much preferred it this way. There was so much to see here, and they had all the time in the world to appreciate it, with no interruptions and a perfect quiet, well, perhaps in relative quiet. The small red animals he had been observing all abandoned their nests and flew away at the sudden shrieking. Get off! Get off! Get off! He turned around quickly, almost expecting to see one of those nasty boar wolf things again, only to tilt his head in surprise at the image he found in front of him. Oh, that must be unpleasant. You don't say, Starscream snapped, as he struggled to get rid of the creature that seemed intent on getting its tentacles into his knee joint. Are you going to help or what? Of course I am. Without laughing? He added with a glare. That might be a bit more difficult. Three. The sea serpent was large enough to be a serious threat. Perhaps Starscream wasn't so wrong when he said that they should be carrying weapons, Skyfire thought, as he tried to free the jet from its vicious grip. But he had more urgent things to worry about at that moment, like getting rid of the creature, and hopefully staying calm, since it was quite obvious that Starscream wasn't going to do that. Can't you transform? He asked, and somehow managed to sound much less worried than he felt. Maybe if you were in base form. You think I haven't tried? Then everything happened very quickly. A heavy rock was thrown into the water on the opposite side of the bay, making a school of orange fish jump to the surface, and the serpent moved on to easier prey when it saw them. I should have thought of that, Skyfire mused, although he was too relieved to dwell on it much. Starscream finally transformed, muttering about how nice it'd be for once to find a planet without everything trying to kill him. Then they were distracted by the young organic running up towards them, who didn't look in the least concerned in spite of the size difference. He was wearing a huge grin when he stopped and looked up. Close call, huh? You're lucky I was around, he panted. Oh, wow. This is so much better than Space Earth. Thank you. We really owe you one. Nah, it's nothing, he interrupted. So what are you guys? Your explorers or something? Scientists, Starscream said, pride fully restored. From the planet Cybertron? The look on the young man's face became even more excited. This is the best day ever. Four. Absolutely not. I didn't even ask anything, Skyfire said, absently petting the minute bundles of fur that had found their way onto his hand. The way they purred at his touch was really quite nice. I don't care. I know what you're thinking, Starscream insisted. We're not taking any of these hairballs with us. That was enough to make him look up. Of course we aren't. I wouldn't take them from their natural habitat. Besides, we couldn't feed them back home. Don't sound so disappointed about it. What do you even see in these things? They're adorable. He lifted his hand so his friend could get a closer look, but Starscream just pulled a face. There's something suspicious about them. I can tell. Aw, come on. What could possibly be suspicious about these? Oh, I don't know. Maybe that there's about a million of them on your hand alone? And then I'm pretty sure they're multiplying. And they're in my vents now. Skyfire hung his shoulders. So much for a planet with gentle wildlife. Just stay still. I'll try to get them out. You better. This is all your fault. It was going to be a very long, long cycle. Five. It was the kind of planet where they weren't too fond of visitors. That was obvious soon enough. The tacit understanding was that they would just refuel and go away quietly, and that this wasn't going to be mentioned in any papers, of course, not unless they wanted to get into a world of trouble. On the plus side, they had an academy there, too, complete with a pair of students who were curious and reckless enough to sneak out of class and go find them. They were quite clever. No, they were brilliant, Skyfire realized after only a short while talking to them, and full of questions. It brought back memories of the times in his own academy, the joy of learning, the yearning for the stars, and being lucky enough to have someone to share that. One day, we'll go into space too, one of the young men told him, his eyes lost in the orange sky. We're going to see everything, and we're going to learn everything, and oh, it'll be fantastic. It is, Skyfire said gently. It really is. Oh, you've got to see this, the other student called. Look at this. Technology of this level, He was quite taken with Starscream's new null rays. The Jet had insisted on getting weapons after the incident with the Serpent, and it seemed as if he couldn't wait to show what he had just found out. Even though it only took a few seconds for his friend to cross the short distance between them, his fingers drummed impatiently on the cold metal. Tap, 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 tap. The end.